Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What is a must-do during the holiday season? So we know we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
But this is our first holiday season here.
Yeah, and we don't know much.
Yeah, and I have a four-year-old, Theo, and we want to, you know, go and do things that we can do safely, socially, distantly. Are there any good light displays? Is there somewhere that has an amazing pie that we need to try for the holidays?
Right. I'm down for all the food, all the light displays, but we only have 2 weekends before Christmas.
Yeah, we are 2 weeks from Christmas Eve today.
Yeah.
We are so close. We're in the final stretch, so I want to go and see all the lights and do all the things. We went and saw the one house that's crazy well decorated in Vancouver.
Oh.
So we did that, but we put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. Rebecca says there's a neighborhood in Kaiser that's a drive-through that's huge and gorgeous and everything is all decorated.
I love when the whole neighborhood like gets behind the project and they really like go all out for the holidays.
Yeah, and Arwen commented about it too. They said we're just off the freeway north of Salem.
Okay.
So it's a super easy drive. Aaron says you have to try the eggnog lattes from Dutch Brothers. Jessica said zoo lights. All sorts of stuff. So tell us what the secrets are. We want to know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
503-733-5105. Liz and Mike in the morning.
Well, my must-have is the Dutchman's eggnog.
Oh.
And you got to get it early because they run out at the liquor store.
Oh, so that's a specific brand.
It is.
Is it native to the Pacific Northwest?
I don't know that, but I just know that every year I get it and I have to go early in December or mid-December in order to get it before it's gone.
Well, clearly it's popular.
I've never had a boozy eggnog. I've only ever had the kind for, like, kids.
I don't think I've ever had a not boozy eggnog.
Yeah?
Well, you gotta try it.
I think I could do it. It's like eating a meal, right? But then having...
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I need the booze, because at least I gotta feel better about it.
Everything in one place.
I need to try this, but last year I convinced my husband Boo Bear to try eggnog for the first time.
Yeah.
Just like the non-alcoholic kind.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a sip of it and he was like, that's good. And then he took what I'm going to call like a manly gulp.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, dude, you don't want to gulp that because
no.
That is a very rich beverage. And then to just kind of be like, you can't tell me what to do. He chugged it. And that's the most miserable I've ever seen him was 10 minutes later.
I can imagine. So, chugging eggnog does not sound good.
What is something we must do for the holiday season here in the Pacific Northwest?
The light show at PIR, the Portland International Raceway, was super fun with our kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how long does it take? Give me all the details because, like, I need to know.
The last time we went, it ended up being almost an hour because people end up stopping when they're not supposed to. But it's basically one lap around the racetrack in your car, but you're going, you know, at an absolute crawl.
Do you got to get there like super early because the lines build up?
The traffic can be super bad. It's obviously worse on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Than it is, you know, if you go on like a weekday night. And I don't know about with the coronavirus, what everything's like. I don't know if they're still doing it. But in the past, it's been really fun, you know, to spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes and drive around and see all the light show.
I know that they're definitely doing it because sometimes I think they forget to turn the lights off. And Mike and I drive here so early in the morning from Vancouver into Portland that mm-hmm. I sometimes get to sneak a peek of a little bit of what's happening.
I got to start taking the I-5 so I can see what's going on over there.
Yeah, I'm always like, oh, what's that? Is that snowman? What's happening? What is a must-do during the holiday season? This is our first year in the Pacific Northwest.
I've always wanted to go up to Leavenworth, too, and I know that they're open and stuff, but I've heard they have, like, I don't know if you guys have been up there, but, like, it's
beautiful. They do like the Christmas tree lighting and stuff.
Now, I actually might be going to Leavenworth either this weekend or next weekend because I want to check it out really bad.
Isn't that the place you need four-wheel drive to get to?
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah, and it's like 3 hours away too, but it's kind of like mountainy. So
me and my used Chevy, we've been through a lot, but I feel like it's a bold move to try to trust it.
Yeah, you also have a prerequisite for our job. If it snows, I drive to work.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not good at driving in the snow, and like I'm sure the Chevy could, but it's only two-wheel drive. And I'm not a very good driver. Like I stay 10 and 2. I get very nervous and anxious.
Yeah, but I've like lived my whole adult life having to deal and drive with snow, and I got four-wheel drives. I'll take you around.
I mean, all right, I guess I can hang out with you. What is a must-do during the holiday season? This is our first year here in the Pacific Northwest.
Look at the Christmas ships and watch the look for the when they're gonna be on the water.
Now, have you ever watched the ships go through?
I usually have a boat in there. We've been doing it for the past 4 years.
We're talking to like Christmas light ship royalty right here.
not exactly. There's people have been doing it a lot longer than I ever have. So the parade's been going on for 64 or 65 years.
Now, how did you decorate your boat? What was put on it? Did you have like a Santa or a snowman?
We were actually the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, so you were themed out. I like it.
Yeah, the first year we were the Santa. We had a Santa Claus upside down in a chimney. We kept it very simple. The next year we changed the design with the Nightmare Before Christmas. And then third year we changed it again. It did like shadow boxing.
Can I ask you a dumb question? Is there like an outlet you plug the lights into on the boat, or how does that work?
Okay, that's actually a really good question. Some people, depending on the size of their boat, we're a smaller boat. We run a generator and can use 110 lights.
I thought it ran on Christmas magic. I was just curious. What's a must-do during the holiday season? We know with the pandemic, there's a lot fewer things this year, but it's our first year in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, if you're up for a little drive out towards Oregon City area, there is Nighthawk Alarm Security. They do a big display. You can walk around it. There's a drive-through off of Stafford Road in Tualatin, and there's a drive-by campground off of 52nd and Duke, and it is so cool.
Oh,
I love all those local spots.
I love Christmas. I have about 20 events I try to go and do every year.
Okay, I don't know if we have time to run through all 20, but go.
Piddock Mansion, Zoo Lights, OMSI used to do a light show display with Christmas music, The Grotto, there's a fantasy trail out in Oregon City, they're closed this year, The Christmas Ships, Winter Wonderland, Peacock Lane, there's Storybook Land down in Albany, Kaiser Lights, Miracle of a Million Lights, Aspen Meadow Celebration Lights is the absolute best, and of course they're closed this year, Christmas at the Garden, Festival of Trees.
Okay, so next year when everything reopens, because I'm hoping, you know, the pandemic is over, send me an email, and I'd like to ride shotgun in the car with you to all of these events.
I'll bring the eggnog.
You are right. Is it going to be spiked?
Yes.
In the car. Okay.
Oh,
no,
yeah. No,
Mike. No.
No. I'll drink it later.
All right. Sounds good. I'll get my daughter to drive.
All right. There you go.
That's one way to get a ride.
Right?
What's a must-do this holiday season? It's our first year in the Pacific Northwest. And with the pandemic, a lot of stuff shut down. So we just want to know where we can go.
Good morning. Our must-do for the holiday season is we have made about 10 batches of cookies. And we like to drive around and look at the lights around town.
Now, what part of town are you in?
We are out near McMinnville.
Is there anywhere that has a really good house or good light displays?
The whole town is pretty, like, on board with decorating, like, our entire street. I think we kind of made them want to decorate because we've got a lot of lights out front. So our entire street is, like, decked out.
My neighborhood is decked out, too, out in Vancouver.
I gotta come through there.
Like, I am so proud. I live kind of close-ish to the mall, and it's like every third house goes all out.
I'm going to say that my neighborhood is not up to par, so I'm not going to say how close I am to the mall, but it's not far from there.
What's a must-do this holiday season? It's our first year here in the Pacific Northwest. I have a four-year-old. I want to make it magical, even though things are closed with the pandemic. We put it up on Facebook, and speaking of like neighborhood lights, so many people are saying the Kaiser lights, which are off of 5 going towards Salem.
Yeah, it's worth that 45-minute drive south.
So many people are saying that. Also, Dave said to just have some Baileys.
Yeah.
I had a bad experience with that in college. That will never happen again. Let us know where we can go or what we should be doing. Go and comment on our social media. Liz and Mike in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.